Welcome to On the Road with Tonia's Kitchen, and I'm Tonia King. We recently visited Arrow's Restaurant in Ogunquit, Maine. And if you've never been there, it's a destination that you definitely have to put on your calendar. The food was exquisite. Every detail of the dining experience was just more than I could imagine. The service was spectacular. Arrow's Restaurant was one of the original farm-to-table restaurants, and they have an amazing garden. I got to chat with Chef Clark Frazier as we walked through a garden tour at Arrow's Restaurant. You were, to me it seems, into the whole farm-to-table movement before it became kind of hip. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's like you guys have been like pioneers in doing this stuff. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We started the garden in 1992. It was kind of more out of necessity. Well, we can't get the produce that we want. We couldn't get a lot of things that we wanted, not just produce, but we had the land and we had, you know, the thing about gardens is that you need a really dedicated person to be involved in the garden on an ongoing basis, or a number of people.
Right.
So you see a lot of times where restaurants start gardens and there's really not that person or that dedication. So then they sort of peter off, if you will. One of the things that we had to have that dedicated person, we knew. So we had a great lady who came forward and she said, you know, I'd really like to do this and I don't know what, you know, I've done it at home and so on. I'm not a professional, but I can try it. And she did a great job. So it started at about a sixth of the size that it is now, and then we doubled it the next year, and we just doubled, kept making it about double. It comprises about about three quarters of an acre now, and that is probably one of the most intensely cultivated little pieces of land in America. So we produce all the produce, even today, that you're going to have. Everything that you're going to have tonight for dinner will be from the garden still.
Isn't that fantastic?
And go until New Year's Eve with the greenhouse open. You know, here you have something that's really not just lip service to what we now know as farm to table,
but
the real deal. And this is definitely the real deal here, so.
This is just pretty amazing. And what do you do when it's off season and you might have used up all your supply here?
Well, as you know Ogunquit, so you know that it's like a big mountain. And on one side we have the spring, it's fairly quiet, and then builds up. Huge summertime, fall is very busy, and then it starts to go. So the garden kind of really, actually in the fall, has almost what I call a hangover.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are coming from the garden even more than the springtime because you're just starting up and you're just getting going.
Right.
So really, we will have things from the garden until New Year's Eve. That will be enough because the business continues.
Right.
You know, you'll have busy nights like New Year's Eve,
of course,
you know, full house and that.
Right.
But you're not full every day
right.
you are in the summertime.
Right. So, out of curiosity, what's on your menu for tonight?
Well, you're going to see, but one of my favorite things on the menu right now is a very kind of very different dish. It's done with celery root. We have a fabulous crop of celery root this year, and it's done with stock, a rich stock and cream, cocoa, a little bit of chocolate, and foie gras. And then there's a salad from the garden and ham hocks with that. Ham hocks I love.
Oh, yeah.
So,
smoked ham hocks?
Yeah, smoked, exactly.
Mm.
So it's kind of a nice balance, a very rich item, and then a very, light but smoky.
This is lovely. Yeah, is that a charred?
Yeah, charred. Things will start to look a little less beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, well,
but
that's to be expected.
They still work. This is Ruby Streaks.
Oh.
Parsley over there, Italian parsley.
Oh, yeah.
Lettuces.
So this definitely protects it from frost that might come early.
Yeah, the raised beds and row covers, lettuce will survive in frost. It'll grow in snow as long as there's sun.
No kidding.
Absolutely. And what the row covers and the raised beds do, when you raise the soil up, you can raise the soil temperature about 15 degrees. And if you have sun on it, it's like a mini greenhouse. And we're getting a lot of, root crops and... but you see broccoli here still, and kale, and Brussels sprouts, and parsnips, and carrots, and
oh my goodness,
all sorts of things. Yeah, isn't that wild?
It is. It really is.
Fennel, This crop of radicchio. This is called dinosaur kale. This kind of wild kale here. Cabbages still. Fennel or anise.
This is interesting.
But this is our new Asian garden this year. So this fence or gate, you know, our interpretation of a moon gate here. This whole square between the red fence and the black fence, or the moon gate and the black fence, was all Asian vegetables. And then it's a Thai spirit house. I always wanted one. We travel a lot in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
And I've always just thought they were the most fun little things. And then we have our little Buddha back there. So, and so our idea is that each year to do a different, this is the first year, you know, we did this year. And the first, what we'd like to do is do different gardens. So instead of just having things spread in, you know, just for the fun of it, to have, say, a Mediterranean garden, French garden.
Are things rotated a lot around here?
Things are rotated a lot. And the thing that's very different about this garden than a regular home garden, we're cooking for a lot of people. So, you know, once things are harvested, they're planted again, and there's always something waiting to go in. Seedlings in the greenhouse in the spring and coming out, and he's always planting, always planting, always, you know, as soon as things go out, there's more planting going on.
I'm thrilled to experience it because of everything that I've heard over so many years.
Yeah, I think a lot of people saw what we were doing here as far as raising things, and you know, we started making our prosciuttos from the very beginning. We've been making them for 23
no
years
kidding.
Now. Yep. You know, so a lot of that artisanal sort of thing we started doing way back when, making cider from our apple trees, really trying to live within the way that, you know, the people who lived in this house 200 years ago would have lived.
Chef Clark Frazier from Arrows Restaurant in Agunquit, Maine, joining me on the road in Tonia's kitchen. Find out more about Arrows at their website, arrowsrestaurant.com. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for joining me.